All right, Matt Patano back out here at Athletic Park. Ian Merrill, take a look at our Dave's Cutting Rack Midtown Merrill scoreboard as we go to the top of the sixth. It's Stevens Point 1, Merrill nothing. Point got their only run back in the third inning. For the Panthers here in their half of the sixth, Hoyer, King, and Beyer up there as Holden Smith starts his sixth inning of work. Popped up, first pitch. Hoffman calling for it in foul territory, makes the catch, and there's one away. So that'll make Hoyard 1-for-3 today.
Right field, Mason King.
Mason King 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Smash 1, Merrill nothing. Top of the sixth. One out, nobody on. That first pitch is misses high, and it's 1-0. All right, 1-0 pitch. King on the ground. Becker deep in the hole at short, ranging to his left. Oh, and that brought Cordell Rankin off the bag, and that's a hit. Boy, great play by Becker as he had a range to his left deep in the hole. And that just brought Rankin off the bag, or they might have had King there at first. So a single.
Third base, Austin Beyer.
For King, that's the third hit today for the Panthers. All right, that will bring up Austin Beyer, 0-for-2 today. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's Stevens Point 1, Merrill nothing. We're on the top of the sixth, one out and one on here for the Panthers. Blue Jays holding their own against the number sixth-ranked team of the state here so far. 0-1 pitch, low. Good job by Hoffman to block it, and it's 1-1. And the Blue Jays have really only had one opportunity to score, and I think that was back in the fourth inning when they got runners at the corners and two outs. 1-1 pitch. In the air, right side. Rankin making a run at it, runs into the fence and out of room as it drops foul just before the restrooms there down the first base line. As 1-2, Deppies was running in on a 2. But Cordell Rankin, and he was like a freight train running over there, and fence stopped him. All right, 1-2 here on Beyer. Smith checks the runner at first, and here's the 1-2 pitch. That one is laced into right field for a base hit, and taking second is King. And the Panthers got something brewing again here. Fourth hit of the day. They got two on and one out.
Left field, Tristan Aldrich.
Tristan Aldrich, no official at bat. He does have a run scored, though. He has two walks. Smash 1, Merrill nothing, top of the sixth. One out and two on here for the Panthers. All right, Smith ready. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Aldrich, and it's 0-1. Smith checks the runners. 0-1 pitch. That one's high and inside, and it's 1-1. All right, Smith ready. Checks the runners. 1-1 pitch. And Aldrich hits it right side. That will get out of play. Foul. And so it'll be 1-2 here on the Panther left fielder, Tristan Aldrich. That 1-2 pitch by Smith. That one misses low, and that'll even the count at 2-2. All right, Rankin not holding Beyer on at first. As Smith, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Aldrich on the ground to Becker at short for one over to first, not in time. So Beyer is retired. Going to second, a fielder's choice for Aldrich. King moves to third. And there'll be two outs here for Justin Morton, the second baseman. Morton this afternoon, 0 for 1. And that is going to bring head coach Sean Schultz out to the mound, and I think that's going to end the day here for Holden Smith. Now maybe he's just having a conversation with him here. So the whole infield out there. All right, so you got King on at third. You got Aldrich on at first after that fielder's choice. Spash 1, Merrill nothing. We're in the top of the sixth, and there's two outs. All right, conference at the mound is over. Tell you what, Holden Smith pitched an excellent game so far today, coming in with over a 10 ERA, and he's held the Panthers to one run so far.
Second base,
it's Justin just Schofer's been just as good here for the Panthers. All right, so Justin Morton steps in there with runners at the corners. First pitch. Morton fouls it off as he swings at the first pitch, and it's 0-1.
Go right after him. 1-7.
All right, Smith ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Morton lays off that one. It was low and inside, and it's 1-1 here on Justin Morton. All right, 1-1 pitch. Morton again fouls it straight back. Is Hoffman going to have a play? No, he won't. That will get over the fence, and it's now 1-2 here on Morton. Oh, there goes the runner. And, okay, no stolen base. He just walked right to second, did Aldrich. But good play by the Blue Jays because they had the runner at third, so you don't want him trotting home. All right, so they got two in scoring position now. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Smith. That one in the dirt. Good job again by Hoffman blocking and getting in front of that one as it evens the count at 2-2. Two-two pitch. Morton fouls it off again. All right, so we'll do it again. All right, Holden Smith ready. And here comes the 2-2 pitch to Morton. Morton goes down swinging. That'll do it for the Panthers in their half of the sixth. They get no runs on two hits. They're going to strand two, no Merrill errors. And at the end of five and a half, it's Stevens Point 1, Merrill nothing. Be back with the bottom of the sixth in 1 minute. You listen to Merrill's Baseball here on Blue Jay 96.3 FM 730 AM and online at BlueJay963.com. All right, Mabitano back out here at Athletic Park. Take a look at our day's Cunningham Record Midtown Merrill scoreboard as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Stevens Point 1, Merrill nothing.
Leading off for the Blue Jays in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the shortstop, Peyton Becker.
Becker, Bunnell, and Payan here from Merrill as they're down to their last six outs here. As they have not had many chances here against Logan Schulfer, like we said in the last half inning, their best chance was probably the fourth when they had runners on the corners and two outs but could not push the tying run across. Schulfer's first pitch on the way. High to Becker, and it's 1-0. Blue Jays can somehow manage to scrape two across and hold point to their one. They'll, as Becker looks at strike one on the inside corner, finish the conference at 5-7. As they only had one win last year in conference, it took the last game of that doubleheader at East. As that one is high and outside to get that lone victory in conference, as the Blue Jays struggled in conference last year, but they've upped their win total of four this year. All right, 2-1 pitch on the way. That's low and in the dirt, and it's 3-1 here on Becker. All right, again, Vinny Fonte, the catcher, goes out and talks to his pitcher here. As Schofer's behind in the count here, 3-1.
Hey, here we go, Schofer.
And Becker 0-1 today with a strikeout back in the third. All right, here comes the 3-1 pitch. Becker taking all the way. It's low, and it's ball four. It's a Pine Ridge mobile walk. First one issued today by Schofer, and the Blue Jays have the leadoff man on. For the first time today, that'll bring up Chase Bunnell. Pair of strikeouts for him. Spash one, Merrill nothing. Bottom of the sixth, nobody out and one on for the Blue Jays as Becker takes his lead at first. Schofer will check him at first. And here he comes as Bunnell lays down a bunt, and it goes foul as it popped in the air, off the grass, and then rolled foul. So it's 0-1 here on the Blue Jay third baseman, Chase Bunnell. All right, Becker takes his lead at first. Schofer will check Becker over at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Bunnell lays down a bunt. They're going to have to go to first, and that'll be a sacrifice bunt for Chase Bunnell. First out of the inning, that moves Becker over to second for Pearson Pion. Single and a ground out today.
Left field, Pearson Pion.
And that'll bring head coach Craig Terpstra out to the mound here. Talk to his sophomore pitcher. And that's going to do it for Schofer. So Schofer is done as he's gone 5 1/3. Tell you what we'll do. We will take a 30-second timeout and get you the new pitcher. Do that all in 30. You listen to Merrill Baseball here on Blue Jay 96.3 FM, 7:30 a.m. and online at BlueJay963.com. All right, Matt Tato back out here at Athletic Park in Merrill. Stevens Point leads at 1-0 on our Dave's County Market Midtown Merrill scoreboard as we're in the bottom of the sixth. One out and Becker on at second. New Stevens Point pitcher is senior Reese Gaber. As Schofer's gone 5 1/3, he struck out 7, walked 2, and gave up 2 hits, and his only responsibility is Peyton Becker over on second. So they bring in Reese Gaber to see if he can shut the door on the Blue Jays here in the sixth and seventh. As the Panthers look to go to 9-1 in the conference, Blue Jays look to spoil things here for Stevens Point. As again, the Blue Jays have given the Panthers all they wanted and more here this afternoon. As here's Gaber's final warm-up pitch. So no other moves. It was a straight-up pitcher for pitcher. Of course, when you look at Spash's varsity roster, they could probably field 2 varsity teams. All right, so Pearson Pion's up there here. Again, 1-for-2 this afternoon, a single and a ground out. All right, lefty against lefty here. As Gaber, a left-handed pitcher, and Pion, the left-handed hitter. First pitch in there is a strike to Pearson Pion, and it's 0-1. All right, Gaber ready. 0-1 pitch. Pion right back to Gaber. He'll throw to first, and there's 2 away. Great play there by Gaber. As Pion smacked it right back to him. That one will go 1-3, and there's 2 outs here in the sixth.
Cordell Rankin.
Brings up senior first baseman Cordell Rankin, 1-for-2 today, a single back in the fourth. Stevens Point 1, Merrill nothing, bottom of the sixth, 2 outs, 1 on here for the Blue Jays. All right, Gaber ready, and here's the first pitch to Rankin. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. All right, Gaber ready. 0-1 pitch. Lowing in the dirt. Good block there by Fonte, and it'll even the count at 1-1. All right, Gaber ready. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Rankin into center field. It's a base hit. They're going to send Becker. Here comes the throw. They will be cut off, and the game is tied at 1. So Rankin, an RBI single, ties the game at 1. So an RBI single for Cordell Rankin ties the game at 1.
The pitcher, Holden Smith.
That'll bring up Holden Smith here. Game tied at 1. Here in the bottom of the 6th, 2 outs and Rankin on a board at first. First pitch to Holden Smith in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So you can close the book on Schulfer. 0-1 pitch. As he will not get the win anymore. That one misses. It's 1-1. So Schulfer's line looks like this. 5 1/3 innings pitched. Gave up 2 hits. 1 run on 2 hits. Struck out 7 and walked 1. All right, 1-1 pitch. Smith. Base hit to left field. Rankin will stay at second. So the Blue Jays got something brewing here. As that one was lined right over the head of Beyer at third. And that'll bring up Casey Hoffman, 0 for 2 today. We're going to get a courtesy runner for Cordell Rankin, and it is going to be Ethan Shelbert. All right, so Casey Hoffman, 0 for 2, Spash 1, Merrill 1. We are in the bottom of the 6th, 2 outs and 2 on here for the Blue Jays as they try to take the lead here. All right, so 2 on here for the Blue Jays. Go-ahead run sitting out at second base in Ethan Shelbert, the courtesy runner for Cordell Rankin. First pitch. Hoffman looks at a ball inside, and it's 1-0. All right, so it's 1-0 here on the Blue Jay catcher, Casey Hoffman. All right, Gaber ready. 1-0 pitch. Over for a strike, and it's 1-1. All right, Gaber ready. 1-1 pitch. Hoffman chops it, but it's going to be foul third base side. All right, so it's 1-2 here on the Blue Jay catcher. All right, Gaber coming ready with a 1-2 pitch to Hoffman. Hoffman, a bouncer right side as Morton ranges to his left, makes the play, and that'll do it for the Blue Jays in their half of the 6th, but they get 1 run on 2 hits. They're going to strand 2. There were no point errors. And at the end of 6, it is Merrill 1, Stevens Point 1. Be back with the top of the 7th in 30 seconds. You listen to Merrill Baseball here on Blue Jay, 96.3 FM, 7:30 a.m. and online at BlueJay963.com.